Chapter 12. The Incredible Journey Ends. The hunters returned and heard the terrible news. They were very sad and worried. They sat with John and tried to put the pieces of the puzzle together. That week, many people called to tell John about an encounter with a cat or dog. Some didn't help, but others confirmed the dogs were on their way home. But how long could they survive? John visited the hunters in their home.
"Let's go to the lake for a picnic,"
John suggested.
"It will distract us from worrying about the animals."
"Good idea," said Mrs. Hunter. "Today is Peter's birthday. We can celebrate it there."
Everybody enjoyed their time at the lake. Peter took photos with his new camera, and Elizabeth swam in the lake. They found a pretty place for a picnic at Lookout Point and sat at the top of the hill. Suddenly, Elizabeth stood.
"Listen," she said.
"I can hear a dog barking."
"You're imagining things," said her mother.
"No, I'm not," said Elizabeth. "It's Luath. I know his bark."
"Whistle, Dad,"
said Peter. Jim whistled loudly. And this time, everybody heard the answering echo through the hills. Soon a small cat appeared from the bushes and looked at them all.
"Cow!"
shouted Elizabeth. She ran to her cat and held him in her arms. A moment later, a very thin Luath arrived. He ran to Jim and jumped at him excitedly. Everybody was delighted to see him, except for Peter. Peter tried to smile, but he was terribly sad. There was no sign of his beloved dog.
"I suppose the journey was too hard for old Bodger,"
he thought sadly. The hunters decided to take their tired animals home and give them some good food.
"You continue. I'll come later,"
Peter said.
"I want to take some more photos."
"Can I join you?"
asked John.
"Sure,"
answered Peter. Suddenly, the expression on Peter's face changed from sadness to delight. There was Bodger with his pink and black nose in the air.
"Bravo, Bodger!"
shouted Peter.
"You made it!"
The boy and dog ran towards each other excitedly. John left Peter and Bodger to enjoy their reunion. He started to walk in the direction of the house. Suddenly, Tau appeared.
"He's returning for his old friend,"
thought John.
"He wants to end their incredible journey together."